Yeah.
Our last game was against Spain in the Six Nations, and we beat them pretty convincingly. I think it was about 62-0 or something like that. It was the last Six Nations game, and before then we'd actually been beaten by... We played Scotland, we won against Scotland, and we were beaten against France in France, unfortunately. So we didn't manage to win the Six Nations this year, which is very disappointing for us. You know, there's a fantastic standard of girls under 17, which is brilliant now. The game has really moved on in the last 10 years in terms of developing girls as opposed to just young women. And, you know, that's definitely evident in the England squad at the moment, because the average age over the last 3 years has dropped by about, you know, 5 years or so. We've got three girls here today, Kim, Rachel and Lois. They're all very, you know, they're kind of around the 20 mark, which is pretty young really to be playing for England. A great achievement. The World Cup champions are New Zealand. We're going there in October to play them, and you know, hopefully stake a claim for the World Cup the next year. But up there, and there are several teams right up there at the moment, in addition to New Zealand. I mean, you can't discount France after their performances this season. Teams like Canada are very strong. Australia, they don't get together very often because they're very poor as a nation in terms of rugby for women, but they are still an awesome team to play. And then there are other teams coming through, you know, like South Africa, who are, you know, a typical Southern Hemisphere team, along with Fiji, you know, bringing a team through, Samoa. And they're big islander girls, you know, they're going to be hard to put down. They're going to be very physical. They may not be as fit, they may not be as skillful as, you know, more developed teams such as ourselves, but they are rugby nations, and that's going to mean a lot to them.